In this bulletin, hopes for a truce in the US-China trade war as Donald Trump and Xi Jinping meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit. The families of the London Bridge victims criticise authorities after a coroner clears security police for failing to prevent the 2017 terrorist attack. And in the Women's World Cup, the United States will face England in the semi-finals after defeating France 2-1. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. China says it hopes the US can meet China halfway at a bilateral meeting to be held on the sidelines of the G20 summit. A truce in the trade war between the two countries would avert the next planned round of US tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. Spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Gong Shuang, says the Chinese government is hoping for a breakthrough.
The entire international community is paying great attention to this meeting and looking forward to China and the US to resolve differences in the economic and trade field through dialogue and consultation. We hope that the US can meet China halfway and work together with us to promote a positive result of the meeting. This is in the interest of both countries and also meets the common expectation of the international community.
UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has told G20 leaders the international community is lagging behind in tackling climate change. Mr. Guterres says governments need to be more ambitious to make sure the world does not reach more than 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming by the end of the century.
And for that we need to be carbon neutral in 2050, and we need to have a much more ambitious expression by governments and other actors of their commitments when the national determined contributions will be reviewed in 2020.
The coroner at the London Bridge inquest says he's not convinced security services missed any opportunities that would have prevented the attack, even though the ringleader had been under surveillance for 2 years. Two Australians, Kirsty Bowden and Sarah Zelenak, were among 8 people killed in the 2017 attack when a van was used to run down dozens of people on the bridge before attackers stabbed dozens more with ceramic kitchen knives. Philippe Piguet, the father of London Bridge victim Alexandra Piguet, says he believes the attack could have been stopped.
We are now aware that there were a lot of missed opportunities to neutralize at least one of the attackers, who was known as very dangerous. If you had the fact that despite Westminster attack, London Bridge had no barriers, and that despite many warnings from a police officer of the City Police of London, who claims it was an exposed area. So I think this attack could have been preventable.
The federal government says it's not aware of any specific threats to Australians who may be living in Syrian refugee camps under difficult and dangerous conditions. Several Australian children have been removed from a camp in northern Syria this week, prompting questions about the safety of others. The Australian government says it's monitoring the situation closely through international humanitarian partners. And to sport, one of the most hotly anticipated games of the FIFA Women's World Cup is over, with the United States beating host nation France 2-1 at Parc des Princes. Both US goals were scored by veteran Megan Rapinoe, making her joint top scorer of the tournament with teammate Alex Morgan, England's Ellen White and Australia's Sam Kerr.
He puts on side. The cutback is good, and a chance here for the second. And it's Megan Rapinoe with her fifth goal of this FIFA Women's World Cup, and a goal that may send the United States to the semi-finals.
Megan Rapinoe is the first player to score two or more goals in back-to-back Women's World Cup appearances since Brazil legend Marta in 2007. France maintained the majority of possession through the game, but only scored once with a header from Wendy Renard, with only a few minutes of the game remaining. The US go on to face England in the semi-final in Lyon on Tuesday. And now turning to the weather. In Perth, a shower or two 17. Adelaide, rain 14. Melbourne, patchy rain 16. Hobart, light rain developing 17. Canberra, late rain 16. Wollongong sunny 19, Sydney also sunny 21, Newcastle mostly sunny 21, Brisbane shower 223, Cairns shower 225, and Darwin sunny 32. I'm Biwa Kwan, this is SBS News.